PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Oh, what's up, PNC Mavericks? Craig Pretzinger here, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful and often misunderstood laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, Law Number 13, which states, when asking for help, appeal to people's self-interest, never to their mercy or gratitude. Now, if you're anything like me, your first reaction to this law might be something like, wait a minute, isn't it better to appeal to people's kindness and generosity? Isn't that what builds trust and goodwill? And in many cases, you'd be absolutely right. Showing genuine appreciation, humility, and vulnerability can be incredibly powerful in building relationships and inspiring others to support us. But here's the thing. When it comes to influencing behavior and achieving our goals, the psychological research is clear. People are far more likely to take action when they believe that it's in their own self-interest to do so. Think about it. When someone asks you for a favor or a commitment, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? More often than not, it's something like, what's in it for me? How will saying yes benefit me or align with my goals and priorities? That's not to say that people are inherently selfish or uncaring. It's simply a reflection of how our brains are wired. We're constantly scanning our environment for opportunities and threats and making decisions based on what we believe will bring us the most reward or help us avoid the most pain. So, when it comes to the art of asking, the most effective approach is often to appeal directly to those self-interests, to show people how saying yes to your request will benefit them, align with their goals, or create value in their lives. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Craig, isn't that just manipulation? Isn't it wrong to try to influence people by appealing to their self-interest? And I hear you. There's definitely a fine line between ethical persuasion and unethical manipulation. But the key difference lies in your intentions and your approach. Ethical persuasion is about creating win-win outcomes. It's about aligning your goals with others' goals and finding ways to create mutual benefit and shared success. It's about building genuine two-way relationships based on trust, transparency, and reciprocity. Unethical manipulation, on the other hand, is about using people's self-interest against them. It's about exploiting their desires or fears in order to get what you want without regard for their well-being or autonomy. It's about creating one-sided relationships based on coercion, deception, or ulterior motives. So, how can we use law number 13 in an ethical and effective way? Here are a few strategies to consider. Start with empathy. Before making any request, take time to put yourself in the other person's shoes. What are their needs, goals, and priorities? What motivates and inspires them? The more you can understand and align with their self-interest, the more influential your ask will be. Focus on value creation. Don't just think about what you want from others. Think about what you can give them in return. How can you use your skills, resources, or connections to create tangible value and benefit in their lives? The more you can frame your request as a mutually beneficial exchange, the more likely they are to say yes. Be specific and relevant. When appealing to someone's self-interest, it's important to be as specific and relevant as possible. Don't just make vague promises or generic appeals. Show them exactly how saying yes to your request will help them achieve their goals, solve their problems, or make their lives better in some concrete way. Build reciprocity. The most effective relationships are based on a sense of mutual support and shared success. Look for ways to proactively help and support others, even when you're not asking for anything in return. The more you show up as a valuable and generous partner, the more likely they are to reciprocate when you need their help. Lead with transparency. While it's important to appeal to people's self-interest, it's equally important to be transparent about your own motives and intentions. Don't try to hide or manipulate your true goals. Be upfront about what you're asking for and why, and give others the respect and autonomy to make their own decisions. By applying these strategies and approaching the art of asking with empathy, value creation, and transparency, we can use law number 13 to build genuine influence and create win-win outcomes in our insurance careers. But it's not always easy. There will be times when others' self-interests seem to conflict with our own, or when we face resistance or skepticism to our requests. In those moments, it's important to stay focused on the bigger picture, to remember that true success and influence come from building relationships and reputations based on trust, integrity, and shared value, not from short-term tactics or one-sided deals. And it's also important to be willing to walk away when necessary, to recognize that not every request will be met with a yes. And that's okay. Sometimes the most influential thing we can do is to gracefully accept a no and keep moving forward with our vision and our values intact. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start thinking more strategically and empathetically about the art of asking in your insurance career. Take time to understand others' self-interests and look for ways to align your goals with theirs. Focus on creating value and building reciprocity in your relationships, and always lead with transparency and a commitment to win-win outcomes. Because when we master the art of ethical influence and persuasion, there's no limit to the impact we can have, the relationships we can build, or the success we can achieve. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dubdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.